WSDY 799 on mobile. WSMZ 647. Sounds pretty good from here.
Fun fact, the remote head would fit directly into this pocket on the dash.
Oh yeah, well, maybe we need to pick up a good antenna for that. Also, I don't know if you noticed, there's a nice T connector that's going straight to the battery on that one.
I noticed until I was like going down the road, I was like, oh, look at that T connector, I wonder where that goes. So that's good to know. Maybe before I load out an ASL, I'll jump onto that one instead of the cigarette lighter plug.
Yeah, I don't think it's fused though. I think the fuse on mine is between the T connector and the radio.
Got a little glass tube fuse that runs between the T connector and the radio, so it's got a fuse for it. You're going to leave that T connector in there, just get a breaker for it. I'm turning into a big fan of breakers over fuses.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I like those marine style breakers a lot.
I build our cars now. I don't put a fuse in them anywhere. It's breakers all the way around. If there's a fuse spot, I swap it out with one of those resettable breaker fuses. Nothing like being taken out by a half a cent part.
Yeah, for sure. Does not work well in remote environments.
Rolling down the ramp right now into the ditch, so see how this sounds as soon as I get to the bottom. Down to the ditch at Concord, the first bridge.
Yeah, I can hear that just fine.
This is Mount Elliott. You want to try a simplex?
Yeah, we could do that. Do you have any channels wide open here, or do they all have tones on them?
If you roll down to the lower digits, they shouldn't have tones on them. think I've been sending receive tone since having the issue with 625.
Alright, what channel do you want to switch to? If you said it, I didn't hear it. WSMZ 647.
Got you loud and clear, 799 has got you loud and clear at 96 and Davidson. By the radio, we should try to infect that Saturday meet and greet if we go to the Belle Isle one with GM, or that's why we're there. Maybe leave the parrot running to show them, like, reaching out to the parrot from the island.
WSJF 896, mobile and monitor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can hit the parrot from Belle Isle already.
Was that caller that just called in? I didn't catch their number. Were they at a repeater or were they at Simplex?
WSJF 896, talk through Detroit repeater, 625.
We had a repeater over here at 96 in the south of the freeway on my mobile.
Copy that. Call it from Farmer Generals.
An AR-8118 as a base station, just so you know what we're checking out. So that's the Leadership Police Training, AR-8118, you're in on the base station side from 647.
Yeah, copy that. I was just in my truck here, mobile, figured I'd call out. So, WSJF 896, so please stand by.
WSDY799, standing by on mobile. Y-799
to 647.
647 here. Yeah, I was just wondering, I'm coming up Gratiot from 75, and I gotta put diesel in this truck. Is there any good stations that you've been hitting with your truck over on the side of town?
No, I can't really think of anything.
I mean, yeah, then I'm just going to grab the one over there at Van Dyke. I just figured I'd check.
Yeah, do you want me to check the app?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to check the app and see if there's anything good, I'm just on the Gratiot from 75 right now. So, P.S. Postscript, my phone is dead. My phone is dead.
Sorry, did you say Gratiot in 94?
Almost trash it in MAC. Trash it in MAC.
Looks like Mount Elliott and Edsel, 479.
Copy, Mount Elliott and Edsel, 479, on divert.
You know what I'm talking about, that one there? It might be, that one should be pretty easy to get in and out of. It's by Mount Elliott and the surface driver, Harper.
I've taken a Kenworth there before without any problems. Actually, I got a really good picture of the Kenworth in that gas station. But it's well up to my head. Before we lose the summer, we really should get the trucks out, washed, and do a photo shoot with them because the website really needs new photos on it. I looked at it the other day and I was like, God, that slide, it looks so bad on there.
I agree.
The girl 233 is so pretty. She's so pretty. Up your old extendo cab and put the crew cab and the extendo cab in there, have a whole bunch of pickup trucks.
People will make the photo shoot, they'll bring the wife to work day, so we look like we have more employees.
No go on that station. They seem to be out of diesel. All their handles are trash bagged up, and their sign says 859.
Yeah, it would have been good to get somewhere off 96.
I was going to plan to go to the normal spot on Davidson, and all the traffic on Davidson was bad. I was like, oh, I'll just route down that way, and then all the traffic on 94 was bad. It routed me all the way down to Bradford back up.
Yeah, there's 499 at Mount and the Davidson.
94 on Van Dyke, do you think it's worth routing back over to Mount and Mount Elliott or Mount and Davidson? Or should I just grab it here? I'll give you a price in a minute.
I mean, unless it's $6 a gallon or something, just get it there.
Copy that. 549. WSDY-799 standing by on mobile.
Hey, did Gabe have any other flatbed stuff for you?
I talked to him earlier, he didn't. The downtown thing never got back to him, so he didn't have any last time I talked to him.
All right, you want to hang out for a second? I just texted him.
I'm the slowest in the world, so I'm not going anywhere fast. 8647, I'm going to step away from the radio for a second. I'll be right back. I'll let you know when I'm back. 8647, I'm back.
Hey, where are the keys for the little truck?
We're just hanging up on the ring, the other one, and the couple there. Been there in that lab? Last one, 647?
Did you say the keys are in the cup holder?
Yeah, the keys with the black keychain should be in the cup holder that have all the padlock keys on it. And then there should be a single key hanging up on the rings on its hook. I didn't want to take his padlock set of keys out of the truck.
Okay. I get it.
My gas pump clicked. I'm going to go finish this gas pump. Catch you when I'm back.
Hey, Bacon, you're on 625, right?
Affirmative. I can go over to 600 Simplex if that's easier for you, but yeah, I'm currently on 625.
No, I just switched over to 16 because there's some kids on 17 going wild.
Copy that. Right inside, grab my receipt. I'll be right back. I'm back in the truck and it is trying to eat everything in my hand.
Alright, hang on a second. Just stand by for a minute until I get confirmation from Gabe on what's going next.
Stop past the shop and grab a phone charger cable one way or the other.
Man, I thought I had one in there. That's a bummer. Or maybe it was for a regular iPhone. Is yours regular iPhone or USB-C? WSMZ 647. WSMZ 647, Detroit 625.
WIUG 488, radio check. WIUG 488.
I get that, what you said.
48 from WSJF 896.
Station 896. Are you on a handheld? If you're on a handheld, you gotta stand up straight. Make sure that your radio is straight up in the air there, because you know, because it's not understandable what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I am on a mobile, but I have a lot of terrain around me.
Yeah, now you sound a lot better. You're on a mobile. I'm on the base station.
Yep, I am on a mobile, TV20, just on a little ghost antenna. Kind of got a lot of terrain building there, so got a whole lot.
Roger, he got the best radio. I got two of them. They are the best. You can do either one. I don't know if you're a ham operator or not.
That's a negative. Not a ham operator yet. Haven't gotten that ticket punch, but, one of those things, maybe one day, just need to find the time.
You got a good radio. Don't give that away to nobody. Keep it. But what I have with that radio is a Comet 2x4 antenna. And it sounds great. I was talking to Cleveland, Ohio the other day when I was out there at Westside.
I've just got this little middling ghost antenna on my truck, and then for your recommendation, it's 73 and Nagoya on my base station.
That Nagoya, I believe 70, I forgot, I was going to tell you that. That middling antenna, what they did, I know about Midland antenna. What they do is match their radio with that Midland antenna. But other radio, it doesn't sound that good at all. I had a lot of people like that. I've been with the GMR sound from 22.
Okay, yeah, copy that. It's just that Midland convenient on my truck here. I don't have a magnetic mount. And not a whole lot of room here.
I see what you're saying. But to try it out, really, you'll get out. And this is as true. You'll get out if you try that one. It's a little bit expensive, but the Nagoya 70, I believe, is not that expensive, really. And that's what you should get. It works good with that DB20.
Yeah, copy that off and check that out, Jack. But I heard you call out on the radio here for radio check. I'm actually just arriving at my destination, so I got up. But talking to you as always. The WSJF 896 would be clear upon your last.
Okay, thank you for coming back. You take care and you have a good day.
I just recently got a CMR with the radio, and I saw you pop up on the MI5 system there in the other day, so I recognize the AM call, the TF8 DRC, and I'm like, oh, that's Jack there, so I'm still kind of playing with the programming of it, but maybe I'll get active here on the CMR stuff here soon.
Why that is the best, the DMR is the best. I have two Bofeng, the DM32. The first one I bought, it cost $54. It's a hell of a radio. It's better from my other one, which is I have another one, TYT 390 Plus, but the 390 Plus is only one frequency. And this one here, no, it's a good price. That is a very good price. You would not find no other price. But I like it because it's got different colors. You can color it different. The frequency, the name, and the signal. And I really like it. I don't know if you have that or not.
Up the Motorola R7 off of QRZ there for a really good price. It's a UHF model, and it does DMR, but it's not really a ham conducive radio. It's a little bit more pain in the butt to program, and can't really program much from the front of the radio there. Most of it's through the software, which is fine, but so it's really good. It's really good radio. It's more meant for commercial purposes, but it's for DMR. So that's what I picked up there. But I probably should have picked up a less expensive Bowbank or something like that. So that's what I'm working with. But I've received some stuff on it so far. I haven't actually made some. I don't think I've made any contacts so far through DMR. Back to you, Jack.
What you're saying, Mike, but I don't know, I bought two of them, because they are a reasonable price, but there's a good radios, anyhow, and that you can charge it with a USB charge. You don't have to have a different charger or nothing like that. Anyhow, so how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on here. I upgraded to my extra on the ham side of things there back in April there, and that's about it, kind of radio-wise. I still monitor the GMRS repeaters, but I just haven't heard a lot of activity here. It's called out much, but very tuned there, so I figured I'd say hello. I'll go back to you, Jack. I know you were working on your general there?
Yes, Mike, do you believe that? Twice I fell with two and one. It was not bad, it's not bad really, but, two and one. Actually, what they should have done with one, they should have let it go. But they didn't. They wanted there, and nine off, that means. But I'm studying. I will get it, it's just the timing, I have, because I planted some vegetable outside, and I'm out there like feeding them water, taking care of them, and taking care of the house and off some paint and all that, so I'm a little bit busy. Anyhow, if you need me, I'm on the MI5, so like digital, like you said, and I'm on that FBI. I monitor the FBI and the MI5.
Alright, well, yeah, good luck there, studying there, Jack. Yeah, I know I found, attack gun went right into the general, which kind of was, I think it was easier just because I was kind of in study mode, and then I took a break and then for the extra there, and it was really hard to. I started studying and I fell off, and I started studying again, fell off, and
took a long time to get motivated to get to the point where I felt like I was comfortable enough to take the exam there. But yeah, you just got to find a chunk of time there, I think, to figure that down and crank out the practice test there. But yeah, I'm kind of finishing up, kind of getting the radio program here, and I'll listen for you on the MI-5 and the CI there too. And if I hear you out there, I'll throw my call out. Hopefully catch you out there, but I should probably just kind of reject. Get coming back home here, and hopefully we'll chat here soon. I'll look forward to you out. This is WSDQ999. We're back over to, oh gosh, yeah, I totally forget your call. Back to Jack.
Is that Mike? Yeah. But listen, you don't have to have it. A lot of people don't have those extra. And really, I mean, you could, because you got the general, you could talk all over. As far as the other one, what they tell me is good for you, like that, and you want to talk on the radio, yeah, you got to have that. You know, I mean, that's all. Otherwise, all the United States is no problem with the extra, believe me, I know that. A lot of people don't have the extra. They all have general. And I ran into a lot of them. I mean, I was talking to a lot of people. Now, if you want to know where I'm in the morning, at 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock, I'm on that jam repeater. And good talking to you, Mike. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Oh, yeah, well, 100% there, yeah, Jack. Yeah, you don't need to the general kind of consultant that you get that person for you there. So, yeah, if you got to get the general, that's all you really need. The extra just gives a little more, I guess, bandwidth there. That's about it. So, yeah, no, for sure. But I think I have some plan to do it. But, yeah, good to have with your Jack there. 7 degrees again, and we'll catch you soon. WSDQ999, I'll be here.
Mike, good talking to you again. You know what? A few minutes ago, the ISS came by and I was talking to them. And I talked to them last week. A year ago, I talked 3 times with the ISS.
You know what? That's one thing I have never done. I think I got the frequencies for the ISO program into my one radio there, but I've never hit that as a repeater there. So, but all right, very good, Jack. Well, I'm sure we'll chat soon. Have a good rest of your evening. 7-3 WSDQ999.
Mike, when you call the ISS, you call sign. Plus, you got an echo. November, I'm 82, so I don't know what you are. Maybe you're 83 or 82. Yeah, we'll talk later. WIUG 48 is clear. There's station 329. There's station out there, 329. WIUG 48, copy.
This is Whiskey Sierra, November Sierra, 665. Listening. WSFA 972, listening.
This is WRFK35.
Too loud and clear. Listen here, Charlie Hotel 574. Copy. Signing out.
This is Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Alpha 972 from Hamtramck, Michigan.
Copy that, Toledo. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm in Hamtramck, Michigan. Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Alpha, 972. WSFA, 972, clear.
Whiskey Sierra, Charlie Hotel, 574, radio check, over.
Copy, loud and clear.
This is Whiskey Sierra, Charlie Hotel, 574, radio check, over.
574. Got a good copy on your radio check, is real good there. WSFA 972.
Test radio check, over.
Good check.
Took a while.
This is Whiskey Sierra Charlie Hotel 574 out of Detroit. Radio check, over.
WSIW755, you read? Yep, trying to. WSIW755, Allen Park, Michigan, outside of Detroit. You guys read me?